Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for the 8th of December. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight. And I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise if possible when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Associate Deacon Kenneth Brooks, Sr.
Good evening, First Baptist. Let us pray. Psalms 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us together for another Wednesday night prayer meeting. Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you for your love and blessings. Heavenly Father, your favor has no end. Heavenly Father, First Baptist Church is on the line asking that you will continue to answer our prayer calls. Heavenly Father, we seek to see your face shine on us. We pray that you will continue to order our steps, keep us on the path of righteousness, Heavenly Father, serving you. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, Heavenly Father, who was crucified on the cross for all of our sins. We have victory in Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessings of love, grace, and mercy, and eternal life. Psalms 148, verse 1 through 3. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Let all men, women, and children praise Jesus. We need you, Heavenly Father, to restore hope, peace, and love. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Elizabeth Hunter Williams.
Good evening, everyone. I will be reading from the New International Version, John 1 through 15. In the beginning was the Word already existed. He was with God, and he was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing existed that he didn't make. Life itself was in him, and this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not that light. He was one, only a witness to that light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. But although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him when he came. Even his own land and among his own people, he did not accept. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn. This is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan. The rebirth comes from God. So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and he And we see his glory, the glory of the only Son of God. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Robert Muschietti.
Good evening, First Baptist. And I'm thankful to be able to come to you again today to say a prayer, thanking you and thanking God that I'm still here to do so.
Amen.
I had some setbacks in my near past. I've had a stroke that took some of my speech and some of my motion in my legs. And then I had another stroke that attacked my stomach area. And then after that, I had a minor stroke. And I don't know whether or not I said, thank you, God. Thank you for letting me come back home. Thank you for letting me kiss my wife again. I don't know if I said these things.
Yes, you did.
But the other night, my wife said to me, honey, don't forget to take your medicine, because I was feeling kind of bad. And Father, I walked into the kitchen and I got a bottle of water. And then I turned it around and everything was spinning. And I heard the stuff breaking around me, and I fell to the floor. My brother came, and my wife came, and they wanted to know whether I needed to go to the hospital. I said, no, I'm okay. But God made it okay. They helped me to my feet, and I took my medicine, and I laid down. As I was spinning, I was wondering what was going on. Well, the whole world is spinning, God, and I don't know what that's about either. But I do know that you can take care of it all. I want to say a prayer for those people who are shut in the prisons and shut into the hospitals, mm-hmm. and the young people in the wheelchairs and with no legs, and for those people that are shut in their minds, they can't really understand what's going on with them, Lord. But I know that you can take care of it. You can take care of all of this that's going on. And I say thank you. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for all that you've done for me throughout my life.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you to your Son, Jesus Christ, and to the depths of my soul, I thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Deacon Muschietti, for that wonderful testimony. It's so nice to hear your voice. It sounds so strong. I can't wait to hear you in the choir. And I just want to let you know that I'm so thankful that God is continuing to bless you. We will now have a 2-minute prayer where you can take all your cares and concerns, whatever your heart desires, directly to the Lord. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Lamar Pearson, also known as Chest Master P.
Oh Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my light in darkness, my love in storms of life. Oh, how great and wonderful thou art. We thank you this evening for time of prayer, a time to stop along the way where the victories of life are won and the failures continue to pass our way. We thank you, Lord, for your renewing spirit, how you are refreshing to our rising each brand new day, for the opportunity to find a new spirit and a new strength that we're able to call on you, Almighty, mighty God. We thank you for our loved ones, our friends, our family members, for the time that we've spent fellowshipping one with another. Pray your continued anointing upon our lives, that we might be renewing in every victory mighty work and power of your hand. Thank you for your loving Savior. Continue to walk before us and with us, giving us a renewed spirit. Bless First Baptist Church in a mighty way.
the burning desire to be refreshed through prayer and fellowship one with another, overcoming the victories of the challenges of this life and time that only you rule over and care for. We thank you for our family, our children, being able to continue to come together, looking unto you from which cometh all of our help, calling daily upon your mighty, mighty hand. Bless our pastor, First Baptist Church. Continue your mighty work of blessing him each passing day. Continue in her, in him, a renewing strength to lift up the gospel in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord. You've been so good. And we have continued challenges in our lives that we will continue to look unto you day by day. Things might be done decently and in order. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Pearson. We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker, Reverend Peggy Miller, who is an associate minister at First Baptist Church, and she is also the instructor of our Mary and Martha Bible study.
Good evening, First Baptist. Thank you so much for having this wonderful experience sharing with me this evening. I want to thank Deacon Bagley for inviting me to participate, and also would like to thank Cynthia very much for her selection of the music that we talked about earlier. It is a joy. It's an absolute joy to be with you. It's a joyous time in life, and it is a joy that we are getting our sights set for the Christmas season. I want to continue to thank Reverend Tucker for his faith and trust in me and allowing me to share and participate with you. I so enjoy doing reflections because the Holy Spirit has a way of bringing to mind things that I had not thought about. In sharing this reflection with you, it took me back. It took me back to when I was pregnant with my daughter. For this evening's reflection, I call upon you to hear with me Luke chapter 1, verses 41 through 45. I'm reading from the NIV version. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." This is a scripture bearing the exchange between two women preparing for birth. We're now in the season of Advent, which has been set aside for preparation. While the word Advent is not in the Bible, it is a seasonal period of time set aside by many to prepare for the Christmas celebration. While some people may not recognize Advent because it's not in the Bible, I doubt seriously if God would be angry or is ever angry when we celebrate him by setting aside a period of time, acknowledging his protection, care, and his love for us. I've been struggling with trying to be happy about the coming of the Messiah this year, not so much due to the virus, but just not much to celebrate in my little limited thinking. I've already donated money to a charity for gifts for children. I've bought or made the Christmas gifts I'm going to exchange. I've decorated the house with the decorations from years past that bear great meaning. I still don't have the feeling of being blessed and excited because I'm in my own space and not in the spiritual realm. You see, I'm being selfish again. It's not about me. It's about the coming of the Messiah. How would my sins be forgiven if he had not come, if he had not suffered, bled, died, and was resurrected? Imagine not preparing for Christmas in the natural world. We set aside so much preparation for gifts, purchasing them, locating people in need of gifts, collecting food for the favorite dishes, cleaning the house, making out Christmas list, sending out Christmas cards. I received my first Christmas card today. Donating money to charities, trying to help those in need to see that they have a blessed holiday. Can you imagine not preparing for Christmas in the natural world? I doubt it. In our scripture, Elizabeth received the Holy Spirit at the sound of Mary's voice, and John leapt inside of her. She was then able to announce the blessing on Mary's life. In verse 38 of that chapter of Luke, Mary says, "I am the Lord's servant." Elizabeth was able to assure Mary that what God said through the angel Gabriel would be accomplished. When pregnant, the family of the pregnant woman prepares in the last month before the date of birth, making sure the family knows who's responsible for getting the new mother to the hospital. There's usually a backup plan. We make sure the bed for the baby is ready, the diapers are in supply, the clothes are selected, the gifts are open, and we announce no smokers allowed, no loud noises, and definitely no sickly people are allowed in the house before the baby gets there. Sometimes, though, the preparation for a new birth is not gleeful nor happy. I was what they call the working poor when I had my daughter. While both my husband and I were working, money was really tight. I only owned two pairs of shoes that fit because my feet had swollen. Because I'd gained so much weight in the pregnancy, there were only a few dresses that could be worn. I was seriously depressed and frightened about giving birth. We had a temperamental two-door car that got us to the hospital, but a family member had to take us home with the new baby because out of fear, we weren't sure our car would, first of all, make it back home. We knew it wasn't crash-worthy, and we needed a good car to put the car seat for the infant in. The birth of my daughter was complicated, and it didn't go as rehearsed. But oh my, after her birth, and I was blessed with a healthy baby, there was such laughter and giggles and adoration for this newborn child filling our lives. My coworkers couldn't believe that I was calling them the day after her birth to announce that all was well. The preparation for Jesus' birth was not gleeful at first sight. Mary had to travel long distance due to a governmental decree to get to Bethlehem. She had to bear her baby alone. There's no mention of a midwife or any other woman to assist her, just her husband. And then we all know that when she had her baby, she had to place him in a manger, a trough designed for horses and cattle to eat from. But oh my, after the birth of that baby came the joy of all ages. The entire world was set afire and aflame at the birth of that baby. Shepherds and angels showed up. Wise men from the east showed up with gifts. The Messiah that was promised in Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace was real. Oh, I'm telling you, the preparation for that baby might have not been gleeful. It might not have been ideal, but the result was earth-shattering. The true preparation for Christmas is the coming of the Messiah and how grateful we are. It's a period of spiritual reflection within ourselves and with others. It's a preparing to celebrate over and over again that sacred birth. Without it, without that sacred birth, we would never have been adopted as a child of God. We would have no salvation for our sins, no peace, no grace, no mercy. While it's nice to prepare for the natural earthly celebration of Christmas with gifts, good food, and goodwill, I invite you to join with me in the spiritual celebration of thanksgiving, thankfulness for the coming of Jesus and the continuous preparation for the second coming of the Messiah. Let us always remain in preparation. Remember the reason for his birth and his death, natural world, but for our spiritual lives. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I pray that your celebration for the holiday season is one of great excitement in your spiritual well-being. I continue to pray for and lift up our church. And we've heard the prayers, these wonderful prayers tonight. This is such a wonderful place to be. And thank you for letting me be here with you. Amen.
Get your house in order. You better take
I'd like to dedicate today's playlist to my first alto and sister in Christ, Levia Ann Wright, who went on to be with the Lord yesterday, and to all of my First Baptist Church choir members who are on this line. We will now take 20 seconds to provide acknowledgement for Reverend Peggy Miller's message. The line will be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show her our appreciation.
Oh, so beautiful. Thank you for that timely word. Thank you for that word. Just awesome, awesome. To God be the glory. Awesome. Thank you so much. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
We need it.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you for that wonderful message.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Loved it. Loved it. Message.
In the name of Jesus, wherever you go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to his name. Service.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
Certainly, we thank God for this message that has come our way today. We certainly appreciate the inspiration that has come And always thankful to Reverend Miller for her encouragement and her sincerity in providing the word of God. Let me also thank all of the other participants on our prayer experience today. Each one of you was just wonderful in your gift of prayer and scripture and sharing the Spirit with you. Let me also thank all of the persons who are on this line. God has blessed us in a wonderful way to be able to come together as a church family in this way. And we want to thank all of you who thought it not robbery to give this time of prayer and attention to our love and glory and the majesty of God's goodness. Let us continue to serve God and to serve one another as we work to make available the witness and testimony to God's glory and his mighty goodness. Let us continue to be in worship on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. On this coming Sunday, it's youth emphasis, and the Reverend Nancy Knight will be providing the message for us, and we encourage you to encourage all the young people. Come and share and be around the point of worship as we share together by our virtual and through our virtual services. Let me also encourage all of the officers and all of the clubs and organizations to please get the names of your officers into our office by December the 17th. It's important that you do this, that we might make ready for our installation in January, and we need you to get those names in. Do so by calling the church office, or you can get in touch with Sister Liz Williams and give her your list by way of email. Let me also encourage you to look forward to our Christmas Eve musical service that will take place on December 24th at 10:30 p.m. It will be a special recording of music and music production by our music department and special music guests. You will want to be a part of that experience. It will be done virtually, and we encourage you to tune in on our regular worship platforms that you might share in that experience. We do want you to also keep our sick and shut in prayer. Keep Deaconess Sylvia Clater in prayer. She had a successful surgery, and she is recuperating at home now, and we trust that you will continue to pray for her. Please pray for Brother David McCoy, who's still in the hospital, and he certainly needs your prayer. And pray for his mother and family as they go through this experience of being challenged in making the decisions in and for his recovery. Please keep Reverend Gregory Wright and the entire Wright family in prayer. Our beloved member, Sister Livia Wright, transitioned, and arrangements are pending. And just I know all of our hearts are saddened, but know that she was certainly walking in the light of the Lord, and she loved the Lord, and she and we trust that that you are going to be inspired by the memory in her life. We're going to open up the lines now for a special prayer request for 20 seconds. You will call the names of persons that you want special prayer to the Lord, or situations. 20 second prayer request.
The younger family.
God, our Father, we come now just to say thank you for this privilege that is ours to pray. We pray, O God, that you would hear the cries of your people. Every name that has been called out, every situation that has been raised, we pray, O God, that you would attend to them, that you would bless them, that you would fix the situation around their lives and comfort them as only you can do. God, we ask now that you would attend to those who stand in the need of prayer. We pray, O God, for David McCoy. You know his circumstance. You know his condition. Heal, O God. Deliver, O God. And keep him as only you can do. We pray, O God, for the Wright family. Be with Gregory, O God, if it be your holy and divine will. Let them all know that they are not alone. And then we pray, O God, your special blessings upon our choir. We pray, O God, upon all those who knew and loved Livia. O God, give them the strength to know that she's all right indeed. Encourage their hearts, O God, and cause us all to be able to walk in the righteousness. We pray for First Baptist, O God, in a special way. You know our ups and our downs, our weaknesses and our strength. You know about our needs, O God, and we just ask that you would abide with the church family as a whole. We pray that your special blessings upon each one of us. We know, O God, that we can't make it without you, and we are only worthy in proportion as you forgive, bless, strengthen, and encourage us. Have mercy, O God, and make us the institution and instrument that you want us to be, that we may be a people that reaches out, that helps, that strengthens, that keeps, that perform the duties that you have called us to do, that we declare your glory and we live in a fashion that others may see your glory and your power and your goodness in our lives. Oh, God, bless as only you can do. And then, Master, we pray with thanksgiving. We say, pray, O God, for the privilege, and thank you for the privilege of prayer, the privilege of coming to you and talking to you, and the privilege of being able to be strengthened by your spirit and your power. as we talk to you, for the encouragement that you give us and the fortification that's ours when we are able to draw real close to you. Thank you for healing grace and healing mercy. Thank you for the deliverance that you have already given to us. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin, O God, and thank you for Jesus the Christ, who gives us the hope of eternal life. Thank you for the power over Satan and the evils of this world. And give us, O God, the insight, wisdom, and knowledge that we may be a great witness and testimony to what you have done, are doing, and shall continue to do. We thank you. We praise your name. And now, O God, abide with your people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his holy and divine peace. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.